Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET to get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan. That's incentive to go back to the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
That's right. It is the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He is CFL Jim. I am Rod Villagomez, and we are ready to break down another fantastic week of Canadian football for you, Jim. We had a great week last week. I mean, there was a lot of exciting stuff going on. Maybe not great in the bets, 100%, but still some fun football to be had. And I think we're in for another fantastic week here as well.
I the week that I get the totals down, that I feel like every total lean I had was correct. The spreads just weren't quite there.
Yeah, it was a little rough on the spreads. And in fact, you know, there was a couple of those games where we were just scratching our heads as trying to figure out exactly where the analysis went wrong. But hey, man, that's why they play the game. This week, Jim, there are some spreads out there, my friend. There are some points to lay.
Specifically one massive spread.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about that one right off the jump. As we always do, we're going to give you our favorite picks, and we're going to break down the lines for you as they stand here on the Canadian football schedule. Great games happening. It starts on Thursday night with the Montreal Alouettes taking on, once again, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. This time, the Blue Bombers are at home. And Jim, just as we alluded to before, this is a massive spread that we are looking at right now. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 11.5-point favorites here in this game. It's massive. 11.5-point favorites. We talk about the money line, ridiculously juiced, -625 in some spots. You can get it as low as -450 if you shop around for the Blue Bombers. The Alouette side of it is at +450 at the highest there as well. And then the over-under on this one is set at 48.5. I'm telling you right now, there are some gigantic numbers to be had in this game. So, Jim, we start with the spread because it's the elephant in the room, and it is a giant elephant. What are we thinking about this spread? One of the largest we've seen this season, and I don't know, does it feel like a trap to you?
Well, I want to take Montreal, which means I'm probably going to end up taking Winnipeg here because 11 seems insane, but they could do it. And, like, Winnipeg, in all honesty, dominated them in the last game, and they played maybe the sloppiest game, at least offensively, that they played all season. There's a real possibility that the Bombers could just come out and dominate and win by like 14.
You know, and that's the thing, too. We look at last week, which these teams played again. Last week in Week 9, the Bombers, a 15-point win over the Alouettes, 35-20. But the game was close in the first half. It was 7-3 as the half closed. It wasn't until the second half, and more specifically the fourth quarter, where the Bombers blew up for 21 points, and that was just a series of Montreal mistakes coupled with them just being unable to stop anything that the Bombers could do. We're talking mistakes in the return game. We're talking mistakes in field position game. All that stuff piled up, especially in the fourth quarter, to lead to a loss of 15 points. Is that going to happen again? That's the question.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say Montreal, similar to Hamilton in a lot of regards, they are just both second-half collapse teams. I still like the Montreal first-half money line bet. I still see value there. God, I was rooting for it last week. But this total, with this spread, 48.5 with a Montreal team that, like, still offensively, their games just go over. I'm all over the over 48.5. That's probably my favorite play of this game, easily.
In fact, that is what I've given out. I mean, I again, like I said, I write articles for the Sportsbook Review, and in my article, spoiler alert, you're going to get this number exactly, it the over 48.5. It's just these guys, they lose, but they score. It's this weird phenomenon that they have that they end up scoring. And you look back at what they've done over the last season in this, where the Argos have, they've won, I mean, they've gone over this total, where they've combined for 55 points last week, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Montreal's averaging 26.4 points, but they're giving up 26.8 points. Winnipeg scoring 27.6. It's all right in that realm of possibility. So six games for the Alouettes that has gone over 47.5, gone over 48.5 even. So, yeah, give me the over on this one for sure. But I don't know about I'm touching the rest of these lines.
You know what? I'm not going to back down. I will advise people, probably live bet this one, because Winnipeg has been getting into slow starts at games after the first quarter, or maybe even halftime if they're up by like only a touchdown, or if they're even down potentially. Like they were down at parts in that last game for the first quarter, and they look sloppy. You could get Winnipeg probably -7, -6.5 if the game is right live. This is a perfect live betting opportunity.
Yeah. Again, it is, because you just never know what's going to happen with this team. And Winnipeg has played the East Division close. I mean, obviously, Ottawa, the first couple of weeks, didn't even, they were within a score. You know, 2 points, 7 points. It was close. So you could see that again in the Owls. They were embarrassed last week. Flat out embarrassed, and they played some pretty good football for at least a half, and then they just came out and got waxed. So they're going to be out for revenge. Like I said, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they can keep this close, much like the Ottawa Redblacks did in that first one. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. This 11.5, it feels fishy, and it's -115 if you go to the right places. -105, you can eat a little less juice on a couple of books. So shop around
this
if you're going to go with that.
This week, though, Rod, I'm going to steer into the fishy. Like, that line smells fishy. I'm going right into it. I'm taking the Bombers -11.5.
You're taking it. Wow.
I'm taking. Yep.
-105 for that
minus
as well.
-11.5, baby.
All right. Yeah. Again, this is a Montreal team that's just very embarrassed. So, against my better judgment, I'm going to say Montreal +11. I know that the Bombers are hot, but this is an embarrassed Alouettes team. So, I'll go on the other end of that. Lock it in for me, -11.5. Now, you're gonna have to get crazy with these point totals, though, if you're gonna try to. I mean, not the point total, but the money line. If you're gonna try to bet against the money line, because I'm not eating that much juice, my friend. I'm sorry. -625.
No, I'm not even touching -625. No.
Yeah, not even close.
This is gambling, not small time investing.
I'm not watching the stock market, man. I'm trying to win money. And that's not going to do it for me. So, all right. we wrapped it up there. Let's move to Friday Night Football, and where we move to Hamilton, Ontario, where the Toronto Argonauts finish out the rest of the schedule against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Let's just face it that way. It's back-to-back games. They get a break in the middle of it. Then they play back-to-back games again heading into Labor Day. Look, Toronto and Hamilton already started this thing off pissed off at each other. They played pissed off with each other for the better part of that game. It's just not going to change at this point. And now the Argonauts are coming off of a win against the Tiger Cats last week. And it wasn't even necessarily, to me, all that close of a game, because you just saw Toronto dominate after Hamilton did what, Jim?
Fell apart in the second half like they do week in and week out.
They totally bombed in the second half like they do week in and week out. And it's tough, too, because look, man.
You could see it in the players' faces. They knew it was happening.
They watched.
Everybody knew it was happening.
Slumped over, shoulders down. It was not pretty at all for the Tiger Cats in the second half. 34-20 was the final score last week. They come in this week as favorites on the money line. They come in as favorites on the spread. Although this is what I find kind of crazy. You get the Tiger Cats at -2.5 here across the board. Toronto is actually the underdog the week after they just beat the Tiger Cats in a pretty convincing game. So
this Argos team just doesn't make sense. That's what I'm gathering from this. The Argos this year just don't make sense. They are complete chaos.
It is complete chaos, because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, Jim, where we talked about the fact that, look, Andrew Harris, Brandon Banks, Markeith Ambles, like all these Stampeder receivers, and then McLeod Bethel Thompson, they should be dominating. They should be way ahead of where they're at right now in the East, especially in the East, when they have a Western team, by and large, a Western team, and they're in the East. They should be dominating. Why they're not, I don't know. So if you're going to give me this, and we'll talk about exactly what we're going to give me, I +2 for the Argonauts, it's wacky to me. A lot like the point spread for the last game we talked about. As underdogs, Toronto is coming in at +110 on the money line in some places. -133 for the Tiger Cats. If you want to try, it's a -125 somewhere else. The total on this one comes in at 46.5. So we start with the spread, Jim. I mean, is it Toronto +2?
It's probably Toronto +2. It probably is. I just can't trust Hamilton. At home, they're a little bit better, but still these second half collapses. And Toronto, I feel like, yes, they're chaotic. Yes, they're weird. They're all on a little bit of an upswing. They had the... I say that, but they did just lose to Ottawa 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
But they beat the Rough Riders pretty convincingly twice. I just can't... The way Hamilton ended that game, they look so dejected and defeated. I came at the moment, which makes me want to bet Hamilton -2.
I don't know that I want to do that. I know that Hamilton played them close and played them tight for a half, but I was on Hamilton last week. You know what I'm saying? Like I was all in on the Hamilton train. I thought the Argos did not look like they lived up to their potential, and the Tiger Cats looked like a much better team. But then they just let me down, and I'm done with them letting me down. And I think Toronto has just the right kind of momentum, even in the hammer. And you said it perfectly, man. The last time they played in the Hammer, they beat Montreal, but then again they also lost to Ottawa at home. They lost to the Elks at home, and they lost to the Stampeders at home. So they're not very good.
Argos money line, boom, bucket. Argos money line. I will be taking Hamilton -1 first half.
Oh yeah, that's remember that, you gave that play out and somebody liked you for that the other day.
Check mark that. I will be yet again taking Hamilton in the first half.
Yeah, I'm taking the Argos money line as well, and I'm also taking Argos +2 because that is a decent enough bet. It's only juiced at -110, so I mean I like where that's at. Over under on this one, Jim, it's 46.5. They crushed it last week.
I like the over again.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Go ahead.
It's just like the Argos offense is getting better. They're getting pieces back. And then Dane Evans, at least for a full half, this Hamilton offense could still put up points for a half and maybe like a second of a quarter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the Argos by themselves are 4-3 against the spread. So, and those three of those four have come in the last 4 weeks. So, the only one they didn't cross was Ottawa, and that's because Ottawa kicks field goals and doesn't get in the end zone. So,
has a bomb ass defense.
Yeah, and has a bomb ass defense. So, yeah, I like the over on this one. It's only 46.5. You know, if you can find it, you can. There's a place where it's a 45.5. And if it's 45.5 in your book, crush that, because I think it's going to hit 45.5 quite easily, much like it did last week. Again, it was 34-20 was the final score. I'm not good at math, but that's 54 points. That's far over the 45 that it was listed at, far over this 46. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like that. So to recap, it is the Argos money line. You're taking Argos +2.
I'll take the +2. I like the money line more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like the money line because it's plus money. I like plus money. And then
I will take the +2.
Yeah, and then definitely the over on this one as well. So, all right, that's the first two games of the slate. Come back. We're going to break down the second two games on the slate. There's still plenty of football to be had. But before we do, let's tell you about when. You thinking of joining WynnBET? Well, now is the perfect time because new customers like you, when you bet $100, you get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, you got to check out WynnBET. Their reduced juice in baseball games make them the perfect place to bet MLB. Plus, the WynnBET casino is always open. It's 24 hours a day, and you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. So much to choose from. All you got to do is head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You ever wonder how we find all of our odds for the CFL Gambling Podcast? Well, look no further than Odds Trader. Well, what is Odds Trader? It is the perfect one-stop shop for all of your lines, all of your point spreads, everything you need, and all the books that you're looking for are all in one place. That is Odds Trader. I'm using it right now to pull up all of our odds, and I'm also using it to help in the research as well, because they lay it all out for you, folks. They give you all the past history of these teams. They give you all the past history against the spreads. They give you everything that you need research-wise to just place the best bets. And more than that, they let you track your favorite bets as well across all of the different books. So, how do you do this? How do you get in on all this? How do you figure out where all of these lines are? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Join me in shopping on Odds Trader. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, it's the number one site for all of your game day bets. Speaking of game day bets, we move to Saturday. Another doubleheader on Saturday. I like these doubleheader Saturdays. I do. I like it because that means I'm wrapped up by Sunday.
I do like being able to take a nice little nap on a Sunday.
It is fantastic stuff. So we go to Saturday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time, where the BC Lions, boy, the red hot smoke in BC Lions, taking on the Calgary Stampeders in a Western battle. That really, the only team that these two share in common that they've lost to is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Calgary has two losses to them. BC has one. Looking across at the game total, +1.5, which is just kind of crazy to me, to be honest with you. They've got the Lions at +1.5 for this game. I'm sorry, the Calgary Stampeders at +1.5 for this game. The Lions are actually -1.5 at +100 in some spots, if you can grab it. The money line is Calgary Stampeders -105, BC -115. And the total for this is set at 53.5 or 52.5 if you can find it. So Start with the spread as we always do, Jim. Calgary stand. This is really just a pick 'em, to be honest with you.
Oh God, I gotta go with the BC Lions. I feel they're on the right trajectory. Calgary. Yeah, they played Winnipeg twice, but they still their defense is solid. Calgary's defense is good. It's legit good. But I just don't trust their offense. It's like Calgary's offense, don't take this the wrong way. They're like a better version of Ottawa. They're like a slightly better version of the Red Blacks, where Bo Levi Mitchell is a guy who won't lose you any games, but he's not clutch. He won't win you the game.
Well, that's what their running game is for.
I can't trust this offense.
Yeah, that's what their running game is for, right? I mean, we saw even last week where Kadeem Carey wasn't a factor, the backup running back come in and just take over. And so, yeah, I mean, you're right in that the Stampeders, they're not – yeah, you're right. They're just not, right? I mean, they lost to Winnipeg. They only scored 19 points. They barely beat the Red Blacks in Week 9, 17-3. If it weren't for the Red Blacks being so bad – last week, we could have been looking at a completely different story. Whereas you had BC again trounce Edmonton 46-14. And you could say, yeah, Rod, but that was Edmonton. Well, they beat Saskatchewan 32-17 the week before. They barely beat Hamilton, so that's kind of a bad way to go. But before that, they got stomped by BC. But before that, they won against Ottawa. It's just they're consistent.
These last two games, BC's been on a major heat. After they lost to Winnipeg, after they got embarrassed by the Bombers, we kind of thought, oh, this team's coming back down to earth, and they did for a few weeks. And now that Rough Riders win just reignited the whole fire. Nathan Rourke is the king of Canada. They're just going on a tear. I like the -1.5 here.
Yep, I'm definitely taking the -1.5 because, again, if you're going to take them on the money line as well, then you might as well take that 1.5 as at plus money. The money line, like I said, is at -115. It's not even juiced up that much. I don't know why they think this game is going to be as close as they do. BC 6-1, Calgary 5-2. Record wise, it's kind of close, but I still think the Lions are on a tear, like you said.
I think so too. And they already played. Like, I think the Rough Riders defense is pretty legit. Like, they have a pretty good defense, and they torched the hell out of them. And you've seen the only team that has made this team look like jokes is Winnipeg.
And even
I don't think we saw Calgary is not at that level. Calgary's defense is good, and they can like compete for about a half with the big boy, with like the Bombers, but they're not there.
No, they're not. And even then, like, I don't know that it was, I mean, it was embarrassing score wise for BC against Winnipeg, 43-22, almost doubled them up.
They played with heart though,
but they played with heart. Yep. And they knew that they were going against the champs. So that's a tough sell, especially early in the season, but the confidence is there for Rourke. Dude's throwing 5 touchdowns in the first half. Like, I mean, he didn't throw that many in the first half, but he was damn close. And Dominic Rhymes looked fantastic. We'll talk about him in the DFS episode tomorrow. But yeah, it's looking good for the Lions right now at just the right time to catch a Stamps team that is lackluster at best. And because they play in the West and they played a lot of Eastern teams, to be honest, that's kind of where they've made their hay. You look at the Stamps win, they won against the Red Blacks twice against the Elks, but then who hasn't beaten the Elks? The Tiger Cats and the Alouettes were the other wins. So some soft teams in that schedule, and the only team that they played that was worth anything, they lost to.
They're getting propped up by that really good defense. I think Bo Levi Mitchell's not a liability, but he's not going to win you any games.
Nope. So I'm good with that. I like the spread. I like the money line. 52 points. What are we thinking about this over-under? 52.5 points or 53.5 points. Does that even make any difference to you, or are you taking the over?
Under. I'm taking under either way. I think Calgary's offense, like BC's defense we've seen these last couple games, has been improved. I don't like Calgary's going to shoot a bunch of field goals. They're going to kick a bunch of field goals, and I expect their defense to be able to get some stops and do like wreak some havoc on this BC team. So BC could get to like 30-some points, and I still don't think it gets over 52.
It's tough. I mean, obviously last week against the Elks, they hit 52, over 52. They hit that against the Riders where they scored 49 points. That didn't catch it, so that pushed that one. So, yeah, I mean, it's a rough sell. That's a lot of points to put up, and I feel like you're right on the under here as well. I know life's too short to bet unders, but also it's hard to think that the Lions are going to continue to score 40 points a game.
Well, just, like, they're playing Calgary here. They're playing a defense with a pulse. The Elks just let them score at will.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, you saw Calgary only score 17 points against Ottawa's kind of tough defense, and they really, if it wasn't for the defense, they probably would have gotten blown out, the Red Blacks. So, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good win. You're playing against a pretty good defense like BC, and they only put up 17 points. Yeah, I don't know that we're going to catch the over on this one either. So I'm going under with you, buddy. Under is juiced at minus 105 if you can find it out there as well. So that is the breakdown of the BC Lions and the Calgary Stampeders. So we've just Saturday night, the nightcap, the last game of the week, 10 o'clock Eastern, your Saskatchewan Rough Riders versus the Edmonton Elks. Saskatchewan 4-4 in this one, Edmonton 2-6, just coming off of a horrendous game are the
Elks.
Both
of these teams.
Yeah, both of them, to be honest.
Against the same team.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Riders are coming off of a bye week where they pretty much got eviscerated by BC, and then the Elks, I like that. I saw that on a thing, eviscerated, and I was like, ooh, that's a good way to put it. And the Elks got taken apart against them as well. Spread on this one is at -5.5 on the side of the Rough Riders. A little more manageable spread. Money line on this one has it at -220, 222, somewhere in that vicinity for the Riders, +180 for the Elks. The over-under on this one is set at a paltry 48.5, pretty much across the board, and you're getting even money on all this, -110 on most books out there. So, I mean, look, Elks are at home, but does that mean anything?
That damn number, 5.5. It's like the favorite CFL spread, 5.5. Ah, this is a tough one. The Rough Riders looked really bad offensively last time we saw him. Cody Fajardo, maybe the rehab of a week helped him. That offensive line did not get any help. They're still terrible. But the Elks defense is garbage. Give me the Riders -5.5.
Yep.
Gosh dang it.
I mean, look, if you look at back at the Riders are 4-4 against the spread. Edmonton's 3-5 against the spread. You look at what they've done lately for the Riders. Obviously, they lost to BC 32-12. And even in games where they were covering spreads against Ottawa, it was 28-13, obviously covered that spread. Alouettes, 41-20, obviously covered that spread. Edmonton, again, 26-16, obviously covered that spread. And then Hamilton, 30-13, covered that spread as well. So, you know, when they've won, they've covered the spread.
They're good. The Riders are good at beating up bad teams. And the Elks are ostensibly a bad team.
Yep.
I love Taylor Cornelius to the ends of the earth. They are a bad team. The bad team of the CFL.
Just not looking good at all. And look, they need to do away with Daron Carter. That experiment needs to end
Yes,
now.
It does.
Now. Again, we talked about the last time these guys met. It was 26-16. The spread there was 7.5, but they obviously covered it as 10. So I think they could do it again. Elks just have not shown anything. 14 points last week, 10 the week before. Yeah, they got a shootout against the Alouettes where they at least scored 32 points, but 6 against Calgary the week before that. It's been a rough sled for the Elks, man, and it ain't getting any better. And yeah, definitely the Riders have the opportunity to beat them by far more than 5 points. I think this is at least a touchdown, if not more, if not another 10-point game.
I was going to say, I could see this being like a 10-point game.
Yeah, because it's hard for these Elks to find the end zone offensively or defensively, for that matter, which is where a lot of these teams are getting their points as well. So, yeah, money line, are you going anywhere near this? You going to try to parlay a couple to make a good plus money for you?
I could maybe do the Riders and the Bombers, but I still don't think that gives you a ton of value.
Yeah, I don't think there's much value in the money line here as well. -222, just like Jim said, we're not investment brokers, we're gamblers. We want you to be able to win money easily. Speaking of that, the over and the under, I mean, 48.5, it feels like a sticky number. Thinking back to where these guys have been, last week they were over They were 32-17, which was actually a push at 19-52. They were over against the BC Lions. They were actually under this number, obviously, the first time they met. So, I mean, what are we thinking here?
Probably under. I think with Fajardo's injury, their offense isn't going to be as potent for the Riders. And then the Elks against a defense that we still hold Saskatchewan on this, up as one of the top defenses in the CFL, I just don't think they're going to be able to produce. I'd say this could be a 24-10 game, potentially.
Yeah, I don't think the problem is for the Riders to score more than 20. I just feel like the Elks are just getting in their own way, and I don't know that they're going to score a lot of points this game either. They may score two touchdowns. They may score two touchdowns and a field goal, but I don't see this one going over as well. So give me the under on the Elks as well. That was going to be a rough way to end the weekend. We had a hell of a way to end the weekend last week, and now we're kind of, a rough one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Although we are starting it out, I think, pretty decently. This is going to be a pretty nice game.
I think Thursday night's going to be awesome, if it's not a blowout. But Friday night football, I am making Toronto, if you are, first-time listener and haven't checked out the CFL, watch these Toronto Argonauts play, because their games are chaotic, and they are wild, and they are fun. Also watch the BC Lions, because Nathan Rourke is a fucking force.
Dude, not only that, but all of his receivers are just...
They're so good.
Dominic Rhymes, Lucky Whitehead, Keon Hatcher, all these guys are fantastic, and they do great work. James Butler in the backfield. Their defense is killing it. Purifoy's, just all kinds of great stuff going on over there. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to give you some of our favorite bets. Our basically, we'll call them locks of the week for you, for your CFL slate. But before we do, let's talk about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together. You can connect and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We have teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. It's free to enter, and some amazing prizes will be announced later on. So, of course, stay tuned for that. And we've teamed up again to run our special NFL pool. Get it now over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. Let's talk about Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I use it for mine, and they just passed 4 million users. Now, you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game first. In any sport, choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over and the under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. With the NFL right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. And the main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to write it out together. So stop what you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper app to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and, of course, make some money on your mobile phone by joining our listener group over at Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Do you know that browsing online using incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISPs, and all sorts of other prying eyes. That is why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communication, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's literally that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on your speed, so your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. So whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for you with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you got to do, tap one button, you're instantly protected. You won't even know that it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP. Use the promotional code SGP. Claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Jim and I have scoured the slate. We have picked our favorite bets of the weekend, and we are ready to deliver you some of our just absolute locks that we're going to be locking in on Odds Trader to keep track of as well. So, Jim, what's your favorite bet of the weekend, your absolute favorite bet of the weekend?
It's going to be chalky. It's going to be the same thing every week. It's Hamilton -1 first half.
I mean, that's the thing. We've seen it. We've seen it time and time again. They are able to get the lead, and then they're just able to lose it just as quickly. And it's sad because with as much talent as Hamilton actually does have over there, and they've got like new talent, right? They've got Jackson Bennett that's been running the ball mm-hmm. well. Obviously, they've got Dane Evans. They've got Braylon Addison, who is a Swiss Army knife as well. It's sad to see that they're unable to put it together and keep it together for an entire whole game. And considering they're East Division champs, like that even makes it rougher for them.
It definitely does. I'm also seeing Hamilton first quarter +105. Like that one as well.
Ooh, that one's a really good one. I like that. I'm going to give you the, actually what I'll do is I'll give you the Lions -1.5. If you find it in the right spot, it's plus money. And I'm not quite sure why, because I mean, listen, with the Lions are going to probably end up winning, and at -1.5, you're giving plus money to that. I mean, I'll take that all day, every day. It's insane to me to have a -1.5 at plus money, but shoot, if you're going to give it to me, I'll take it.
I like that. I also like the over in the Bombers Montreal game. That's probably my other favorite play.
Yeah, I like that one as well. You know, the over on that one is going to be a lock, definitely a lock for me. Because those guys, like I said, the Alouettes lose, but they score. It's just an absolute craziness to do it. But I'll also give you the Argonauts as the upset as well. I like that because it's a +115. I can't see them losing this game at all. So they're going to, like Jim said, Hamilton's going to go up. They'll probably go up in the first quarter. They'll definitely go up in the first half. But the Argonauts are going to find a way to exploit the fact that the Ticats can't close out a game. And they'll come back and they'll beat them. They've got Andrew Harris on a roll now. He's got a couple of weeks of solid play. Brandon Banks is waking up, maybe not to the extent that they would hope that he had earlier, but he's definitely waking up. And like I said, with all of these former Stamp receivers, they're looking pretty good. And McLeod Bethel Thompson's able to find them and put them together when it counts, and that's at the end of the game.
Oh, do we think that the Toronto Argonauts will score 20 points?
I think that is a safe bet, given the fact that Toronto's been able to score 34 last week. Yeah, they scored 13 against Ottawa, but we talked about how good that defense is. Against Saskatchewan, they scored 31 points. Against Saskatchewan, again, they scored 30 points. You're hard-pressed to find a week in which they did not score 30 points.
I'll take a flyer on Toronto team total over 24.
I like that. I don't hate that at all. Like I said, 34 against Hamilton.
+130.
Ah, that's plus money. I love it.
Over 24, +130.
I love it. Okay. Over the last couple of weeks, three of the last 4 weeks, they've done exactly that. Slow start to their season, but they've heated up. So 24 is an easily reachable total for them. So good stuff, man. Good stuff. We got a great slate coming up for you, man. And it's just exciting to watch more CFL football. Even as the NFL starts to gear up, the CFL football is heating up as well as we head toward the second half of the season. Once Labor Day hits, folks, Labour Day hits, that's when the gloves really come off. And
that's when we're just bare-knuckle boxing in this league. God, I'm excited.
Me too, me too. All right, Jim, I think we've pretty much given everybody out some really good bets this weekend as we have before. Make sure to jump in our Discord channel because we'll be giving you stuff all week long as well to supplement this.
Damn right we will. There's going to be plenty of line movement too, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I bet that Winnipeg line moves a decent amount.
Yeah. You might not get it at double digits by the end of the week. I mean, people will probably beat it down a little bit after seeing it so high. Or they may bet it the other way. Who knows, man?
If it goes lower, I'll double dip.
Yeah, might as well. All right, Jim, why don't you let everybody know they can find you on social media?
You can find me at XFL Jim over on the Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere. I'm XFL Jim. I'm doing a lot. There's a lot going on in my life right now. It's a crazy time in the garage.
It's a wild ride for Jim. We're just so glad that he can join us for these shows as well every single week. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Jump in that Discord, sg.pn/Discord. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/Discord if you are scared of short codes. But yeah, we're there. We're talking every day about spring football and what our favorite plays are for the week. Of course, read all my work on the Sportsbook Review as well as the Sports Gambling Podcast website. Got some great stuff coming out. DFS episode coming out tomorrow as well, as we always do. So yeah, until next time, everybody, enjoy your three downs. Let's play some football and let it ride.